Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Beginning our program this time, we have the information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity is now classified at a high level after a period of several weeks when it was rated as low. It's now indicated that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now at 168, and the equivalent smooth sunspot number has increased to 122, that's 122. And those levels are not expected to change very much in the immediate future. It just means that high frequency broadcast over 14 megahertz or so on darkness or semi-darkness paths will now become much more reliable over long distance transmission circuits. We're currently going through the plateau of sunspot cycle 24. Shortwave monitoring from Warrandyte State Park. Good propagation noted recently from one of my favourite field monitoring sites in this park, which is very close to Melbourne. Plenty of action in the 49 and 41 metre bands in the time window 0430 to 0515. Dominated by long path signals from Europe and Africa and short path from the Americas. This is 2:30 to 3 p.m. local time here in Melbourne, early winter, and this type of reception is quite common here in Victoria during our winter months. Now, the first time span, 0430 to 0500 in the 41 metre band. 7260, Solomon Islands, regional service. 7295, Radio Algeria from the Issoudun, France relay station in Arabic. 7305, the BBC in French from the Ascension Island relay. 7350, Radio Romania International in Romanian with a relay of a domestic service. 7390, Radio France International from Mayerton in the South Africa, that's the relay station there, in French. 7405, Radio Marti Greenville. And 7425, Deutsche Welle Kigali in English from Rwanda in Africa. 7435, Radio Free Europe from Biblis in Germany, broadcasting in Russian. And 7575, The Voice of Greece with its external service. Now the time slot 0500 to 0515, this is where the 49 metre band started to open up quite strongly. 5910, NHK from Issoudun, the relay station there in France, in Japanese. 6005, the BBC Ascension Island relay station in English. 6030, another frequency for Radio Marti in Spanish from Greenville. 6100, Radio Havana, Cuba in English. 6105, Radio Liberty from Lampetheim in Germany in Belarusian. 6125, the Spanish Foreign Radio in Spanish. 6135, the BBC French from Ascension Island. 6175, the Voice of Vietnam via the North American relay provided by WRMI in Vietnamese. And 6180, Radio Nacional Brazil. And 7230, South Africa, Channel Africa from Mayerton, the external service broadcasting in English. So, quite good reception here in Melbourne recently in our mid-afternoon period on 41 and 49 metre bands with long path signals from Europe and Africa and short path from the Americas. Now, some international broadcasting station news. First of all, station, political station known as Shiokatsi Seabreeze. Station broadcasts to Korea from transmitting site in Yamata. That's the same site as NHK, Yamata in Japan. The new frequency is 6020, replacing 6135. It's scheduled 13:30 to 14:30 with programs in different languages on different days of the week, including Japanese, Chinese, Korean and English. Also, another new frequency is 6165, replacing 6090. That's on the air 1600 to 1700. Programs in Japanese, Chinese and Korean, English, and finally Korean. So, that's Shiokatsi Seabreeze, the political station broadcasting to Korea from transmitting site at Yamata in Japan. Now, Radio Free Sarawak is back on shortwave, and it's been noted by monitors in Europe between 1100 and 1130 on 15430, 1130 to 1200 on 15420, and 1200 to 1230 on 15410. And those programs are in the EBAN language, Mondays to Saturdays, and the station changes its frequency regularly to avoid interference from other broadcasters. And the Voice of Tibet has issued an updated schedule for the current schedule, international schedule period, A14. The schedule's too long to give here, but some of the information may be of interest. 1200 to 1215 on 15543 from Dushanbe in Chinese, and 1215 to 1230 on 15537 also from Dushanbe in Chinese. Now 1230 to 1245 on 15577, all these are from Dushanbe, that's in Tibetan, and 1245 to 1300 on 15583 in Tibetan. And then from 1300 to 1315 on 15548 from Dushanbe. Now the schedule continues through until 1500 using various frequencies in that frequency span to avoid interference from other stations. Now frequency changes for the BBC. They include 0230 to 0330. The new frequency is 7325 from Dubaya in the UAE in Farsi, replacing 7250. 0330 to 0430 on 9780, also from Dubaya, again in Farsi, replacing 9425. 1500 to 1600 on 11910, again from Dubaya in Urdu, replacing 11735, which was previously from the Singapore relay. And 1545 to 1615 on 9900 from Singapore, and that's Kranji, the relay station there, in Tamil, replacing 9500, and 1630 to 1700 again on 9900 from Singapore in Sinhala, again replacing 9500. So those frequency changes for the BBC have been introduced for the A14 transmission season. Now some information concerning broadcast of the Overcomer Ministry, the American-based religious broadcasting organisation, uses transmitters over WYFR at Okeechobee in Florida. Some additional broadcasts notified as follows: 2200 to midnight in English on 5015, 7570 and 7730, and in Spanish from 2300 to midnight on 9495. Now midnight to 0100, 7570 with English, and 9495 and 11730. And from midnight to 0300 on 7730 English. Midnight to 0500 on 5015 in English. And finally, 0400 to 0600 on 7730 in English. So those additional broadcasts have been advised for the Overcomer Ministry, which are effective for the A 2014 transmission season.
And that's all on our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.